quiet, meditation, introspection, versus noise, distraction, and looking at screens. That's what you'd assume to be some of the differences between medieval monks and us 21st century citizens. What do we have in common, though? Here's Jamie Kreiner, a medieval history professor at the University of Georgia.
They often found that their brain jumped around, that they couldn't keep it still or focused on one thing.
Yep, distraction, you know? Like you might happen to be staring at your smartphone right now. If you are, please pay attention. Kreiner analyzed the writings of medieval monks in southern Europe, and she found that the monks, like mortals everywhere, would daydream. She figured that their minds often drifted away from the prayer, text, or song they were supposed to be focused on. They'd think about food, another person, or just stare out the window, wondering what time it was. The medieval clock, by the way, would have been the sun. Kreiner has spent a lot of time studying the concerns and worries of medieval monks and their tendency to get distracted.
The biggest surprise for me in reading these materials, some of which are 1,600 years old, is that distraction is something that people were wrestling with back then. And it wasn't even necessarily about tech at all. It was just about something inherent in the mind. The difference between us and them is not that we are distracted and they aren't, but that they actually had savvier ways of dealing with distraction, ways of training their minds the way we might train our bodies, you know, power through the more difficult moments of the day when the mind seems most jumpy.
One technique was deprivation, the key to a monastic existence. Detach from the things most people care about, like family, friends, work, day-to-day gossip. The idea was that if you don't detach, the memory of having done these things will distract you. But the more intriguing technique the monks used to avoid distraction was to visualize whatever they were studying or praying or singing about, a kind of visual mnemonic device. The more colorful and provocative, the better.
They were way more honest than we are, I think, about what the mind likes. They also weren't ashamed of saying, you know, make your images graphic, make them violent, make them involve sex, have them be gory, have people moving and gesticulating really wildly. They knew that's the kind of thing brains like to think about, and so why not harness that and be a little bit productive while you're doing that?
Productive, provocative, but focused. That's what we can learn from medieval monks. A good lesson today from the 10th century.